The lesson, Peter is free from prison. Message, when we continuously pray for something, we may experience divine intervention. Bible text, Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 17. Peter free from prison. King Herod Agrippa persecuted the Christians. He had Peter thrown into prison and posted 16 guards at his prison door. The congregation prayed for the apostle Peter while he was in prison. One night, while Peter was sleeping between the two guards, his prison cell filled with light, and an angel appeared. The angel struck Peter and told him, "Stand up." The chain fell off Peter's hands. Next, the angel told him, "Put on your belt, shoe, and strap. Follow me." Peter did as he was told. Peter followed the angel. They went past the first guard post and then past the second guard post. When they came to the iron gate that led to the city, it opened on its own. The angel was with Peter for a little while long. Then he disappeared. Only then did Peter fully realize what has happened. Peter went to the house of Mary, the mother of Mark, where many were gathered together to pray. When he knocked on the door, a girl named Rhoda came to the door and asked who was there. She recognized Peter's voice. She was so joyful that she forgot to open the door, but instead ran to tell the others who we are inside. No one believed her. Peter continued knocking. When they opened the door and saw him, they were shocked. Peter told them how God had brought him out of prison. He asked them to go and spread the news of this miracle. Then he left them. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress, a chain, spear, a bottle of water. Use the church door as the door of the jail. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Why does Peter sleep between two guards in the prison? The king persecutes the Christian. He wants to kill Peter. Why does this angel come to free Peter? The whole congregation prays for Peter. What does Peter recognize that? When When does Peter recognize that an angel came to him? When the angel disappears. How does everybody feel when the congregation see Apostle Peter? They were overjoyed with the miraculous escape of Apostle Peter. What does Peter ask the congregation to do? To go and spread the news of this miracle. Have the children repeat. Many prayers we are saying to God on behalf of Peter. Today, many prayers can also bring about God's help. Real life application. Explain the following. The congregation experienced that God had heard their prayers and help. When we continuously pray for something, we can experience God's help. Let us pray for our apostles and ministers. Praying for others is called intercession. Repeat the message. When we continuously pray for something, we may experience divine intervention.